Go, recording has started. So let me just open up the Discord. Hello, if you are seeing this, then all should have gone well. What we are doing here, hopefully, is that we got a few of us watching the EPFA Nations Cup. That's the name. I got that right, yeah?
Yeah, it's EPFA Nations Cup.
Beautiful. I got it right. So there's some power chair football going on the other side of the world currently. And we are going to be watching a couple games that are on at reasonable hours, at least for Sydney time this week. The first of which is Belgium versus Germany. That is going to be starting in about a minute and 20 seconds. So we've got with me our new co-host, as announced last Tuesday's episode, which is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Jackson finally let me out of the basement, so it's good to be here.
And you're doing a very good job streaming the video for us all, so thank you, Matt.
Hopefully it works.
Hopefully it works, and hopefully this makes it to the YouTube channel, and that this isn't all wasted. We've also got a nerd in Asim. Hi, Asim.
Hi, Jax. I just thought I'd tag along, because why not, yeah?
Yeah, we needed another nerd to make this just a massive analytical viewing of the game, and I knew that you would be the, you know, the top dog for that. And we've now got someone who invited themselves to this viewing and is also doing Spanish homework. So say hi, Josh.
I've just finished, but I got more.
You got more?
You got more.
Okay. Well, good luck, buddy, and keep us updated as we continue on with this watch through of the game.
Did you mute the stream on your end? Have I done the thing right? Let me have a look. I don't know. Okay, we'll find out.
We're gonna find out. Yeah, yeah. It's up to their discrepancy to start, so yeah, I mean...
Someone said go Sharks in chat, and now the message has disappeared, and now it says go Eagles.
Oh, I'm glad we really know our biology and all that sort of stuff, you know? Just makes me really happy, really, really proud.
I should probably go on, like, Do Not Disturb so that... Wait, can they see my... I'll go and Do Not Disturb.
Do you want to put it into full screen, Matt? That might make it look a little bit better.
I could if I would, but for some reason, because the stream hasn't actually started yet, it doesn't... It's just the preview screen.
Oh, I see. So, Matt, I think we were talking a bit before we started recording, but neither of us have seen Belgium nor Germany play.
No, and I don't... Well, I don't know a lot about either of these two teams at all, or how they play, or how long they've been playing, or whether or not this is their first tournament. We'll find out, basically. Okay,
we are in. We've got the preview thing going on.
I have the stream muted now, but I think you've got the stream muted on your end anyway.
Yeah, streams so maybe, on my end.
So maybe if I unmute it, because they might have some interesting facts that I can regurgitate to the crowd.
Mm.
This will be fun.
I'm also quickly going to shut my bathroom door while we are sitting in silence so that it's not disturbing the match.
Sounds like a good idea. We're powered by passion, guys.
Ooh, and we're on the powered by
football. By passion, we're powered by football.
Yes.
Yo, guys, he said the line.
He said the thing.
So for those of you who are unaware, this is essentially the power chair football version of the Euros, of the Euro tournament. So believe there are...
And unlike
eight teams?
Ten.
Ten, okay.
I believe there are ten.
About something about that, and we've already had two games already, right, which have both been quite interesting in their own respects.
Yeah, we had Denmark and Italy. That was a 2-0 to the hosts, and we also had
which was a surprise upset, actually.
Italy never playing in a World Cup, you mentioned, Matt.
Yes.
And we then had France and Northern Ireland, which we just watched without recording, so you guys won't ever get to see that. But, you know, Northern Ireland started off well, 1-0 at the break, due to Momo Galami losing his head and just smacking it into the Northern Ireland forward. But that
I don't know what he was thinking there, but you know what? Galami's one of the best players in the world, so I'm sure he knew what he was doing till it backfired. So
yeah, they ended up winning 5-1 anyway, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, it didn't. But fair play to Ireland. They defended fantastically for the fans. A lot of saves off the line, and also France, I felt like, at least in the first 20 minutes, were more focused on passing the ball around than actually shooting. There were a couple of times where they probably could have shot and they would have scored. And they changed up their formation a bit in the second half, which ended up proving dividends for them. As you say, they were down 1-0 at the break and ended up winning 5-1. I think their first about 3 minutes in, and then they just went on with the match pretty much. Once the first goal went in, the floodgates kind of opened and they just took their opportunities when they came up.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're obviously, you know, I would already say they're in the World Cup. I think, you know, anyone would, but who else do you see making it? The top five teams in this tournament.
Top five make it. I mean, England and France are a shoo-in, I'd say. Based on who was in the last World Cup, I'd say Denmark are probably going to make it, because they were in the last World Cup and did quite well in the last World Cup, actually.
We do have to consider they
came fifth. Yeah. But they did get beaten by Italy in the first game, which was a surprise to pretty much everyone involved.
And I mean, they kind of seemed all over the place that game as well, right? Like, there wasn't very much in it for Denmark, so really have to question their performance and how they're going to be going this competition.
And we've now just had the feed pop up too, so they're running a little bit late, but we're going to ignore that one. Asim, how are you feeling? What are your thoughts for this game?
Well, again, right, as we've already said, we don't really know both of these teams, right? We don't know who they are, you know, who's their coach, what do they like to play, how do they like to play, right? So I think this game is really a wild card for us. I don't know. I don't think you can really put your bets on anyone with the information that we have on them. So just going to have to keep an open mind going into this game, I'd say.
So
we've had a sudden departure from Joshua Ryan in this group chat. Clearly he doesn't want to be here with us and, you know, doesn't appreciate our love and our comments of this beautiful game.
So I believe... Yeah, so it looks like Belgium are in white and the Germans are in red and
black. Okay, just quietly, those goalie kits are the worst goalie kits I've seen.
What, the yellow ones? I know, I kind of like that. I think that looks nice.
Oh, God, I cannot.
They look all right. There's a lot of people with...
neck braces.
Yeah, with, like, head braces.
Yeah.
They must play a very violent game over there.
And they've got one of my favorite referees. Here we are. We have the teams.
But not a lineup, so that's great.
No, these are the, well, one would imagine that the two captains are starting.
Yeah, that much we can gather, but we don't know, from that at least, who's goalie, who's where, who's on first, what's on second, so.
Someone get those names down?
No, how fast do you think I am? Matt, back onto what you were saying about refereeing.
Yeah, we've got one of my favorite referees on the line for this game. The man with no hair, yeah. I've seen him referee a few tournaments. He's very good. I don't recognize any of the other referees.
I thought you were talking about the Pommy.
I may have just.
What was that, Matt?
Did I get the which team is which wrong?
If you did, we're gonna pretend that you didn't. How's that sound?
Probably makes more sense that Germany's white, right?
Yeah, Germany's in white. What am I thinking? Germany's in white, and Belgium is in red and black.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said at the start of the thing.
That may have been what I said. I don't remember.
We've only got the best of reporting here at the Powered by Football podcast, everybody.
Yep. As you can tell, we were very prepared to do this. Jax totally didn't message me at midday and be like, hey, do you want to cover the games tonight? And do you want to do the England game? And I was like, sure, we'll do the England game. This is not the England game, as you can tell. We didn't know that this game was on before the England game, and so now we're doing this and the England game.
Well, okay, to be honest, I knew it was on. I just didn't know enough about these two teams to be like, I can offer insightful commentary, and then, you know, Matt and Asim were like, guys, we should do it. And I'm like, yeah, all right, why not? So we did it, and that's what you're watching now.
Okay, this is cool. The Germans have their flag sticking up from the front of their cap. And I think some of the Belgians do too.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, that's cool.
I always found it also very interesting how different people set up their chairs to drive. There's some guy driving around with like a table and what looks like a seat. That guy on that top left corner.
A table and, oh yeah.
And a heat lamp, you see there?
Oh yeah.
And so I think he's obvious, so a lot of players that I know of in Australia use heaters because we play in winter, it gets kind of cold, and some people struggle to drive when their hands are cold, so they use heaters. I've never seen, if that is a heater setup, I've never seen a heater setup like that before. That's quite interesting. It also looks like he's got some almost kind of like a roll cage on. See, he's got something blocking that's like blocking the ball from hitting his legs.
Yeah.
I know you can buy those. I just never seen anyone use them outside of like.
I've seen someone in the US use a full on roll cage, but that's about it.
So you can hear the game, can't you, Matt?
I can hear the game very low, yes. Okay, so yeah. I can I can point out anything. For example, I don't think we'll see a red. But if I can do any explanations of calls and whatnot.
Beautiful. That sounds good, because the way that the audio setup works for this video is that it would only take two audio sources, being my microphone and my like Discord call. So implementing a third in the videos, like, you know, noise is like too much and it didn't work. So Matt is going to be our translator for that. So thank you very much for your sacrifices, Matt.
You're very welcome.
This is why we brought you onto the Powered by Football podcast.
Somebody has to do the grunt work.
Exactly. You know, who else is going to watch every single goal in a competition and tell us which
multiple times?
Yeah. Are you butthurt still?
No.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. That's great.
Oh, he looks awesome.
Is that one of the? I think that's one of the Belgian fans. Yeah, it is. So that's one of the Belgian fans. For those of you who don't know, there are so certain countries are known for certain things. So, for example, France played yesterday and they had their
giant chicken.
Their giant rooster.
In the
stands, they had the giant rooster. I believe it has a name. I do not remember what name it is. What the name of it is. But they did have the rooster in the stands, dancing around.
And I don't know if you listened back to your episode, Matt, when we put it out on Tuesday.
No.
You actually broke a record for the Powered by Football podcast.
For most appearances by someone that isn't you?
No, I believe you already had that one actually. But you broke the record of first time that I had to censor somebody. So congratulations.
Did you have to? What did I do?
You swore, buddy, and this is
when? When did I do that?
In the podcast.
Oh wow! Okay, my bad. So, my bad, everyone.
I just thought I'd, you know, air it out just to make fun of you even more. That I had to censor it. You'll hear a whistle in the podcast as the bleep. I was very proud of that idea, but
I didn't realize. I thought. I'm not really very mindful to use child friendly language, obviously.
Yeah. I completely understand. It's just like I had noticed it when I was editing. I'm like, oh yeah, better, you know, chuck the whistle over that. And congratulations.
Yeah. Oh well, thank you very much for that. That.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm always here for this. And we are
so
on
we've,
the way.
So we've seen that kick off a lot recently, which is basically they just look for field position to try and hem in opposition teams.
We've also seen the timer being done wrong. It's currently 10 minutes in, apparently. So clearly off to a great start on day two of this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The ball not kept.
Oh, they fixed it. They fixed it.
Yeah, they fixed it. They're doing so well.
Shout out to Byron, who does all our timekeeping for our comp. He definitely wouldn't have made that kind of mistake.
No, they couldn't afford him, actually. That's the real tragedy. And Josh is back now, everybody. Welcome back, Josh.
Wow, it's lovely when it drops out.
Of course. How's the progress update on the homework?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's going.
It's happening.
That's great. Do you need any more help? Can we help you?
No.
Okay.
So we've got an early set piece here for Belgium. It looks like Belgium are trying to play a four-up pivot with their two center players. We saw that from France yesterday to mixed results. They didn't manage to score when playing with that formation, but they did manage to concede until they went back to their three man up, one back, in which they scored five goals in the second half.
Which clearly
so I'll see how this... entertaining, though. It was very entertaining, you're right, Asim. And so the Belgium are trying to implement a similar strategy, so we'll see how they go with that.
Only and it looks like there.
Yeah, it looks like Germany are going to be playing the standard three man up, but they're going to play. They're playing with their goalie quite far back, actually. Even when they were attacking, it looked like their goalie was still in his goal box. So happy with just the three up front.
A very Jackson Taylor approach to goalkeeping, if you will.
Yes, very much so.
I'm loving the different camera angles here, by the way. I think it, especially this on the ground one, I'm loving that. The I also think, Matt, I know we spoke a bit about it before we started this recording, but those hazard lines, what are you, do you want to reignite
yes,
your thoughts about those?
For some reason, I'm pretty sure that the outline of the field is stuck on, and that's done with pink tape. But for some reason, for the box on the field, they've done that with hazard tape. So whether or not they've just run out of tape, which is kind of funny, or whether there's some kind they don't want to clash with other lines on the field, but that seems silly because all of the other lining, including the halfway line, is done with this pink tape that you see around the outside of the court. Even across the red markings. So I'm unsure as to why they've marked the goal boxes with the hazard tape, other than they probably have tape.
Did we see that? Sorry.
What was that a same?
Did we see those the hazard tape as well, the Club World Cup? I can't remember.
No, there was no hazard tape at the Club World Cup. We, if you remember when I spoke about it on the episode, firstly with Matt, they had the lights originally. That was what was different. But then everyone voted against it because of field size and such.
Be a different competition I'm thinking about. Sorry, I cut Matt off for a second. What were you going to say, Matt?
No, you're all good. I was just...
talking about hazard tape.
There was just a nice little shot from the Belgians, from number 9, just from outside the box. Nice little spin kick. So that was probably close to the first shot of the game for 4 minutes in.
And I did Audron, because we have names for the Belgians, but no list of the names for the
Germans. Oh, my goal!
That's an unfortunate own goal, to say the least.
That's a shame.
That's a big shame. That's clever nonetheless from the Belgians.
Well, the Belgian in the corner there did absolutely incredibly to get the ball across there. He almost found the gap to his man at the far post, but unfortunately, it's just hit. The German goalkeeper in the back, and it's gone straight in off him. But I think if he'd nailed the gap to his man at the far post, it was probably going to be a goal.
Yeah, so it is much of a muchness, as you say, but regardless, a very, very nice goal from a neutral perspective.
So it sounds like Germany have gone with a slightly different... Their goal... And he's quite the ball player in the middle.
Sorry,
and
Matt,
he's currently in goals. Yes.
Could you do that again? It was cutting out a bit, sorry.
Yeah, so it sounds like the German goalkeeper normally plays middle. And they've gone with a bit of a lineup change with that. So it's interesting to see. Well, I'd be interested to see why they've decided to, because of course, not knowing any of these players. I mean, this is the first time I've seen any Belgian or German team play. So,
unlucky there from the German attack, but it really comes to show just with even our sort of pseudo commentary, I guess you could call this, Matt, how much of a difference it makes when we, you know, we know a team inside out versus when we don't.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I wanted to cover this because I feel like a lot of Australian players don't get a lot of exposure to other competitions around the world, whether that's the Euros or whatnot. Sure, a lot of the senior players watch these competitions, where they go, but a lot of the younger players that may not know how to access these kind of games, I feel like it's good to kind of get this kind of exposure out for them.
Yeah,
to see how other countries play. And because there are a lot of different ways that countries play. I know it's only, you know, and it feels like even in Australia, we have quite a number of teams ways. But when you look at some of the ways that people play overseas, it kind of really shows just how much you can do with this sport and how much like tactics and strategy there are involved in playing a sport like this. Because despite having a limited number of players and a limited number of, I guess, lineups that you can do, there are an incredibly large amount of implement.
And a 2-on-1 being given there for the...
Yeah, so they've called a 2-on-1 against Belgium. So this will be a indirect free kick just outside the box.
What are your thoughts on this setup from Germany?
Well, it's probably the setup I would use in this position. Because it's not in the center, it's a bit awkward. It's a bit of an awkward spot. And... so it was a bit of an awkward spot to take that kind of a kick. So I think from that perspective, it was okay because you still had the two options, the near post and the far post. But I just don't quite think that the players were aware of what the kicker was going to do there because it didn't really seem like the player was prepared for that kind of ball.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if it's just me personally, I would have definitely added a bit more width to that, I think, just to spread the players out a bit more, especially that, get that defense a bit wider. I think that could have been a bit more advantageous for that German side, but we're now in the Belgian box.
German box. And we've got goalkeeper goalkeeper. Yes. That was a nice hit from the... Wow, okay, so that the Belgian goalkeeper's chair spins incredibly quickly. I reckon a bet he's quite hot. Still got goalkeeper on goalkeeper.
Oh,
he's won a corner there.
What's the ref saying?
So they're calling a drink break. So it's a bit warm in Italy. I don't know if it's warmer than it should be in Italy currently. So they are having drink breaks or like halfway between each of the two halves. So there's a drink. There will be a drink break at the 10-minute mark, and then a 10-minute half time.
Currently, it is 23 degrees in Rome, so take that what you will.
I don't actually know where they're playing. One would imagine they would not need a drink break for 23 degree weather, right? Considering that's like...
They're not used to any of it, though, over there, though, in Europe.
It gets warm in Italy. It gets really warm in Italy. They're in the Mediterranean.
That is true.
I mean, I would say if they're having drink breaks, they're probably playing somewhere maybe like Sicily or something like that, somewhere a lot lower down.
Well, you can clearly tell the high standards of research that go into the Powered by Football podcast here, can't you, Matt?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I guess you could even say that part of the thing is, right, going back to what Matt said before, a lot of competitions, right, even to, I guess, even like those senior players, right, can be kind of inaccessible, right? There's not very much on German Powerchair football online. So finding information about this type of stuff is not very easy, even if we tried really hard.
Yeah. So one would imagine, obviously, that the European teams would know a lot more about each other.
Yeah.
Exactly. And even then, we've only interacted with the European teams that actually make the World Cup. And as far as I'm aware, Germany and Belgium participated in a World Cup. And they're actually fairly new to the sport at the moment.
I know they have had teams, but I don't think they've ever played at this capacity.
Mm.
Which is always good to see them obviously getting that next level further. So it'll be good to see how they go for the rest of this week.
Contact foul there called against the Germans. So it's interesting here because it looks like no. Okay, so I thought Belgium had four players up, but it turns out the German goalkeeper just looks like he's wearing a Belgian T-shirt. So they are playing a man back for Belgium, but it looks like the goalkeeper for Belgium is playing in the middle.
So, Matt, I'm going to hit you with a throwback to about, I don't know, a fair few months ago now.
Mm-hmm.
If you could remember, every time I was up in the commentary booth for the Nationals, I would always ask the same question, the team talk for both teams, and we're bringing it back. So Matt, what's the team talk here, you reckon?
Well, on the field, a lot of German and a lot of Belgian.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Most of which I understand a little bit of German. Not a whole lot of Belgian, but one would imagine that, I mean, both teams are playing pretty well. I'd say that the goal that that Germany conceded was an element of luck involved in that, because it was an own goal off the back of the chair. They probably just needed to, you know, mark up a bit tighter in defense, because there was quite a gap there. Which the Belgians exploited for the goal. But other than that, I think both teams are playing well. It's fairly end-to-end, and both teams are having chances. But I think of the two teams, Belgium looks more in control of the game at the moment. But I don't think either of the two teams need to change it, because they're both creating opportunities.
Yeah. Is there anything you want to add to that conversation, Asim?
No, I pretty much agree with Matt there. I do feel like the Belgians have had a bit more of the ball. They seem a bit more in control. And we have players like Quadron, right? We saw who, I guess you could say, facilitated that own goal for the Germans. Who seems to just, you know, have that flair and that spark when the moment calls for it. I think this game, though, it could very well go either way. So I agree mostly with what Matt said.
We're also, you know, edging close to that halftime whistle now. So what is the final score you guys think for this game?
Well, it looks like a substitution is being made for the Belgians, by the way.
Yeah, we can come back to my question. This can take hold for now. I don't mind.
Someone is coming off and someone is going on.
Ah, we love this.
We're doing well.
Descriptive, very descriptive.
Fine knowledge of football here.
Don't worry, we'll definitely be better organized later on, maybe.
The England game will know a few more faces.
Yep.
I know the English team. Yeah, and I know I know the Danish team as well. Assuming it's mostly unchanged from the World Cup. I haven't checked.
It's not, it's like the same team pretty much.
Okay, so yeah. Denmark at the World Cup were very, very good. I enjoyed watching a lot of games, and I commentated a fair few of their games. Their
I think he was trying to find the player on the other wing there.
Yeah, he was trying to find the player at the far post, but I think he just, well, he definitely lost sight of that ball because it was nowhere near spun. He did almost take out the referee.
Looks like something I do.
Yes, you have done that quite a number of times.
Quite a few in one game, specifically.
Yep.
Bang.
An almost repeat.
Almost had a repeat of the first goal there. There was enough room at that near post for the ball to squeeze in.
And I think the Germans
have had enough warnings now.
Now, this is a very interesting corner set.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, this is interesting. What do you, like, I get, obviously, the visibility issue that can happen with corners, but this is really... I'm not sure I'm a fan of this.
So the idea I think behind that is you can leave a gap between the defender and the goalie because the defender can mark that. You see here. So rather than having the defender mark space, they've got them marking the player at the near post, which basically only really gives the guy hitting the corner to only really gives far post as an option. So it's an interesting setup.
It could work in theory. I feel like it, the space they're providing looked a bit big in my opinion.
Yeah, and there are a couple of Queensland teams that set up not like that, but they set up with the goalkeeper behind the line facing the goal line from behind, essentially.
I think also a big risk with that that formation there in defense is one slight miscommunication and
it's an own goal.
The guy who's coming into the box, it's an own goal. So that's something they have to really watch out for.
And another corner for Belgium with just that strong attack.
Yeah, see, so they've narrowed the gap here, and they're not marking the man.
This is interesting. I wonder if all the teams in Germany play like that.
A ball there. That was moving slow enough to where you think that was easy enough to get there, but apparently not. Oh,
that's a nice ball. That's
not a nice ball.
Not quite what he wanted there. I think he wanted to get it back on the far side in the corner. Just didn't quite connect with it properly. And you could tell he wasn't really happy with it. And that's half time. So
that's one half of football, I mean, boys.
It is. It is. So I feel like it was a pretty even game despite the scoreline. I mean, Belgium's goal was fairly lucky, but both teams all had chances to score. So I guess we'll just have to see what the second half brings.
I thought I'd follow up too, because we didn't, because I asked it before, we didn't get to it, the score predictions.
Yes, well, honestly, the way this is going, it could easily stay the score it is currently, I think.
I think we might see a goal from Germany. I think 1-1 is also quite realistic.
I'm going to have to go with a full-time score of 1-0 Belgium, I think.
1-0, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I think 1-0 Belgium.
I don't hate that. Hey, can I ask one of you boys to do me a favor? I was up on my phone checking Twitter while we were sitting in half time, and I saw Tom just posted about this game. Do one of you want to just like invite him, because I'm screen recording, I don't want to do it. Do one of you want to just invite him to the Discord, and he can, if he wants, he can hang out. Oh, he's commenting on it.
He is.
That's awesome.
I don't know how to invite people to Discord servers.
Asim, do you know?
I'm streaming.
I don't even have Tom, I don't think.
Okay. Well, the stream is temporarily off. Yeah. We're going to invite Tom onto the thing to see if he wants to in the first place. Let's not get him involved if he doesn't, but I thought we've got a bit of time. Why not put the question out there?
Well, I found the thing to invite people. Just.
Oh, look at you go, Asim. I'm so proud of you, buddy.
Do you guys know how to do it, or?
I know how to, because I'm screen recording. I don't want to play around too much.
Okay. I'm assuming it's just Matt then, because I don't have Tom.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So, Asim, you like stuff?
Stuff's great.
Stuff. That's amazing. Yeah. Stuff's so cool, man.
Yeah. Love a lot of stuff. Hate a lot of stuff too.
Oh man, there's some stuff I hate and some stuff I like. You're so right there.
And that's how stuff works, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've gathered at least.
Like partly at least.
I can't spell.
Okay, you should try using like letters in the correct order.
I really can't spell.
I also should say, just as a little message to whoever's left in the viewers of this, because good luck making it through this. This is a very low stakes, low quality for me. Usually, an episode of the podcast goes through about 5 hours of editing at least. But pardon?
How many is this going through?
None. I'm uploading this as a raw file, I'm going to be completely honest.
Great.
So, we do apologize here at the Powered by Football podcast for the drop in quality, but I thought if I'm going to get this out to you guys quickly in a somewhat reasonable time in comparison to the game. That's nice. Then I thought I'd do that.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left here. Beautiful. before the second half starts.
Sorry, can you go out of full screen for a sec?
Yes, I can.
Tom's last comment is so good.
Germans need to do better or this week is going to be very long. The wall from wide is the main concern. Yeah, need to minimize the gap. Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, the Germans listen to me. Oh, because they're calling position. Okay, there's a lot of German flags, a couple of Belgian flags.
You reckon there's any German flags that people thought were Belgian flags or vice versa?
Okay, I... Maybe. Belgium have been disappointing for me. I expected better of them. I'd like to see Flo go out. So Flo is the Belgian goalkeeper. And I believe... Yeah, so Flo... Okay. I think we open the skins more if you go wide. Check the other goalkeeper options. So yeah. Look, I don't know much about either of these two teams. I'm going to assume the person who commented that in the chat knows about the teams. So, but I understand, from my understanding, Belgium are with their goalie up in the middle. So, I guess the guy sitting back in goals currently normally plays outfield.
That is what I guess we can take from that. Have you heard anything from Mr. Tom Byrne?
Maybe.
We've also got El Kloppo in the chat of the video, which is lovely to see. You gotta love Mr. Jurgen Klopp, so I love that representation there.
Guys, want to run trivia in the meantime or something?
I actually go to trivia every Thursday now. But...
Oh, look at you. You go to trivia. You're such a nerd.
I go with... I do.
Is that like just... Right. Where do you go to trivia? Like, is that some like retirement?
Just... No, I go... So I go to trivia on... There's a place I go to on that.
Yo, oh. He's here. He made it.
He is here.
Hello. We are currently recording for the podcast and we saw you commenting heaps at halftime.
I've heard.
So I thought we'd invite you to the show.
You may as well have me on. I thought, you may as well.
Yeah, so what have you made of Belgium and Germany so far?
The Germans need to work out how to pass the ball.
You know what? Actually, I agree.
Yeah, running it up the centre usually doesn't work. As from experience, I can tell you it doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's a reason we have a wooden spoon here at Lions FC.
Have a you know wooden what? We, spoon. I'm pretty sure
I, we want it. We want it. Oh, that's a bit rude. Jax, I'm pretty sure you got a wooden spoon last year, so I don't think you can really talk. Okay.
What at Nationals? No, we got eighth. We got above Lions.
No, I mean in our local comp.
In local. Yeah, but like, it's not Nationals. And Nationals is the most important.
Hold on, what's a wooden spoon? Am I out of touch here?
Wooden spoon is coming
when
last.
When you come last.
You get the wooden spoon.
The kids these days.
Yeah, kids these days are not understanding perfect, you know,
I'm not even that much younger, man.
You're like 7, aren't you?
And put a 1 at the front, but yeah, sure. That works.
Okay, you're 1.7 years old, okay.
Lol, young person.
Where did the dot come from? All right.
You know,
also,
just...
Rest in peace, the live stream.
Yeah, Matt, why is the live stream not...
Look, I alt-tab for 2 seconds. Okay.
Don't alt-tab. That's just the rules.
Yeah,
well,
just
no,
don't
okay,
alt-tab.
There wasn't any sport going on. So I don't know if you know any of the names of the...
No, I don't either. I can pull.
But we definitely, we definitely don't. At all.
We were saying before, Tom, how bad we sound as commentators when we don't know the names of the players. We lose all of our talent.
There's a reason that I do a lot of work beforehand to make sure I know all the names.
Well, yeah. So for context, Jax texted me at about midday today and was like, "Hey, do you want to commentate the England game?" That I was like, "Sure, we can do that."
That's in 2 hours, isn't it?
Yes. And then we saw this game was on before. Like, okay, do you want to do it? That was on the back wheel.
That's a bit violent there, number 9.
At least I've got which team's which correct this time, I think.
Yeah, we started off and Matt didn't know who was who.
Took me quite some time to work it out as well.
Their flags are basically the same. That's a nice little run up there.
Not presenting many options, though.
No. Their goalkeeper, though, he's been quite, for Belgium, has been quite good. That's their captain. He's been quite good.
I believe he's been playing centre-back, is the one who was part of, Jax, you know, one of the teams that was in Paris. Oh, that's a goal. That corner.
That was close.
One of the...
Terrible angle for that.
Was in Paris the other week, and his classification got changed from 1 to 2.
Oh, yes.
That's interesting.
I do remember this now, yes.
So he's been playing centre-back rather than upfield.
Right.
Why did it get changed?
Because he wasn't a P1.
Well... Yeah, but like, why? So, how did he get given P1 in the first place?
Because he would have. So it's when classification is done, it's not just a one and done thing that you do.
No, yeah.
So the classifiers kept looking at him through the week and was like, he's too physically strong relative to. I assume that's what happened. He was too physically strong compared to what they saw in the tests, and so said you're actually a 2, not a 1.
See, what I love about this second half, Tom, is that, you know, we look like a bunch of idiots for 20 minutes, and then we invite you into the call, and you, like, got all this knowledge.
Hey, look, I held the ship together in the first half.
There's a reason not that I am a friend of the podcast.
Yes. And it's that you're a lot smarter than me.
That's a good hit.
Oh, good hit. Did anyone catch the Italy game from
I watched the goals from it. I didn't watch the whole game or any of it.
Oh, it was the Italians should have had more. They were beautiful.
Were they?
They were really okay. Nice.
And they are the team. They are the team that is ranked lowest heading into this tournament.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is this their first international tournament?
So the way that you've got to this tournament, the 5 World Cup teams automatically got here. The other teams had to qualify, which was in 22. I don't remember where it was. But it was in 2022. Italy was the 5th place team of the 7 in that tournament. Didn't look very good back then. And then opening match up against Denmark, who we know it's very well. We played them at the
They
World
are
Cup.
Very good, yeah.
Belted them. Like, the Danish did not look good. Like, they did not look like what we're used to. But the Italians...
Oh!
No.
Another unfortunate own goal there, but very well done from Belgium.
That was very well worked from the Belgians to find the gap in the defense, but again...
The Germans just leaving that gap. You can't leave that gap.
No, exactly. That's what I was saying about the first goal. Like, even if it didn't hit the German defender right and just went through, it was being tapped in at the far post because there was no way they were coming across to collect that. And it was the same situation there. I think that ball was going in if it goes through the gap. And if not, it's being tapped in by the Belgian at the far post.
So really, they're just stopping them from goal farming at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Stat padding.
damage control.
Yeah, that's
we,
it.
We love a scout pad.
I wanted to also talk, Tom, because I saw your comments at halftime when Matt went out of full screen on the corner setup that we saw in the first half. Any more comments on that? Because we kind of got into it a little bit, but not much.
You'll have to remind me what you...
So the corner setup from the Germans when they park behind and leave that big gap between the goalkeeper and defender in the box.
Oh, right. Well, you should never leave gaps. That's just kind of my rule of thumb. The main corner setup that I've seen, which was weird, was the Belgium one where they left the post open. That was truly astonishing.
So, then, have we seen a Belgian corner yet?
Yes, so that was down this end at the water break. It was immediately after the drinks break. And the Belgians, they lined up on a wall at the 1 meter mark. And then the Germans, they had a person planted ready to shoot it at the near post, didn't go there, and the corner broke down. And I was sitting there going, what on earth are you doing? It's a fight to hide everyone. Good chance here.
Ooh.
Oh, unlucky.
That's a corner, I think.
That's a corner.
No, nope, the full goal kick. All right, I think they've gotten away with one there. That I swear that touched the goalkeeper.
Also, Jax, this content is going to be interesting for you to edit.
Oh, we went over this before you came in. Because of like me getting it out, I want to get all of these games out in a fashionable time. It's practically unedited.
We were actually just going to do it live.
Yeah, we were going to do this.
We were going to live stream this.
Not rolling. Yeah, not rolling. Got a live and a bit of defensive collision though.
So yeah. we saw a similar decision to that night, in the France.
France
Ireland game.
When that game was still in the balance.
Momo Galami pushed it over, but it wasn't rolling.
1-0 down at the time as well.
Yeah, that was very interesting. What did you think of France's setup in the first half compared to the second half?
It's completely against the way that the French have always played. They don't.
It was. You know, very interesting to see.
That double pivot is such a thing that we traditionally, you know, it's associated so much with the English. And then to see the French suddenly rock up being like, hey, we can double pivot too. We can sit here for 20 minutes and look like idiots as we don't score a goal.
They were trying to do too much in that stuff. There are a lot of times where they should have just shot and that would have been a goal. And they didn't.
It's very much just experimenting, I feel like.
And I mean, it's Northern Ireland. It's not going to be the hardest team. You're really, if you're France, you're only worried about England at this tournament.
And they're in the other pool, aren't they?
Especially seeing how the Danish got taken apart by the Italians. You don't have to worry about the Danish this year. It really is just a two-way contest.
Yeah, and I believe it's top five make it to World Cup, right?
Yeah, so the way that it works, I've listened to the English podcast on this. So top two of each pool go to the semis, and as part of that also get their World Cup spot. Then
yeah, so all four.
Two,
okay.
Yeah, the next two then have a playoffs. So the third place will play the fourth place from the other pool to then go through to a fifth place playoff, which that match carries the last World Cup spot for Europe.
Interesting.
Which means that middle of the table is just going to be insane come the end of the week.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to see what that looks like. So they're still doing just the 10 teams, aren't they, for the World Cup?
Yes. So five spots to Europe, three spots to the Americas, with one of them, I believe, locked in for Argentina.
Oh,
great shot.
Yes.
Oh, cover that. And then two spots
for Asia.
Yeah.
And you'd say it'll...
My understanding is it'll be the two teams who make the grand final of the AFL Cup.
It will be, yes. It'll be the team that finished first and second.
I've on authority that it is the two finalists, not the
interesting.
Not the group stage.
So for APO, are they doing a? Don't leave that gap.
Don't leave that gap. They're doing. My understanding was a double round robin, so six matches in the first 2 days, and then semis in the final on day three.
So that means would first play fourth and second play third?
Yes.
That's an odd way of doing it. I mean,
It's how they've decided to do it. Which it'll be a very exciting tournament. I'm very excited.
Yes, I'm very excited to see how South Korea play because no one's ever seen them play before.
The intel I have heard from them is that they have upwards of 300 players up there.
Yes, they have a huge amount of players.
They have
about 300 players. Yes, that's what I've heard.
And even
as well.
Though they've not played a tournament and we've never seen them, you don't get to 300 players without some of them being half decent.
I think they're going to be very, very good.
And if South Korea turn up like how Italy turned up last night, oh boy, three doesn't go into two very well.
You remember the World Cup in the group stages when Australia played Denmark? I think it ended up 4-1. I think Denmark took them apart. And then they met in that first place playoff, which was a very, very
tight contest.
Yeah, but Denmark ended up winning that game as well, which was unfortunate for the Aussies. I think for a lot of people, Denmark outperformed where a lot of people thought they would be at that time, so.
Back in the jumps, right?
Do you know where this is being played in Italy?
Not where. I've heard the name said many times, and it was not where. Great shot. Good defense. That's, his name alludes to the Fabra. I need to check. The one who plays his football in France. You were the player that I called him, and you should know his name, Jax.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I knew the teams I was playing against, and I knew the guys that, like, everyone knows, and that's about it, really.
What is the use of you, Jackson?
Pardon?
What's the use of you?
Look, I'm funny.
Debatable. Debatable.
Hey, who invited this guy?
I did. Yeah,
I did. I gotta have someone who knows how to commentate other than me.
Yeah, fair point.
Anyways, Matt, our score predictions were completely wrong.
Yeah, it's just I'm wrong. I did think Belgium was gonna win, but it was 1-0 instead of 2-0. So, and well, it's just gonna be 3-0 now.
I feel like single attacking opportunity has been the same thing.
How many do you guys think the English will put past the Scottish later on today?
A lot.
Are the Scottish good? Are they fairly new?
So the Scottish were looking really, really good. But then since the last major tournament and this tournament, their two key players have both passed away, which is pretty devastating to your nation.
That's a real shame.
Yeah, that is pretty rough. So I don't know how they're going to go. It's going to be pretty hard. I don't know how much football they've played since then. I know that they've had a home Nations Cup at least, I think, since that point.
That's a real shame.
The coach that was with them at the 2022 tournament is now the English coach. So I imagine that won't help either.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real shame because, yeah, I do remember Scotland were quite good a number of years ago, and I had heard they dropped off since, hence the question that I asked. That's a real shame to find out that two of their you know, best players have unfortunately passed away.
It's an unfortunate reality of our sport that we don't get to see players play to the fullest of their career most of the time.
Yeah, that's a real shame. Now, where's the guy with the... Okay. Have you seen, Tom, the guy with the heat lamp attached to his table?
No. No, I haven't. I'm intrigued by this.
So, you know how some people have hand warmers? Like, they've got the heaters?
Yep.
This guy has just a heat lamp attached to his table that was on... I believe he's on the bench for the Belgian.
Well, that's certainly one solution. Great for one of them,
right? Yeah, and it was very bright. Oh, he's...
Oh, I'm thought not he so kept sure that in. About that. It looked like
it was a sideline.
That's Nitho as well. Very good referee.
Yes, yes. Nitho is a very good referee.
Him and Crumpy are both on this game, which I loved them. They were both awesome.
That German guy in the back, he's not touching his joystick. How is he driving?
Which one?
You're right. He's not touching his joystick. How?
I'm going to assume he's holding it with his other hand. Two joysticks on there.
Yeah, he'll have something.
Yeah, no, he's got a joystick on his other arm as well.
It'll be a microcontroller on the right.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to
both hand pieces on, but oh, we love a bit of near referee murdering.
Oh, we got a substitution coming.
Ooh, the Germans as well.
One person in white for another person in white.
We're so good at this commentary.
Oh, a bit of contact there.
Probably the most we can contribute, Jax.
Oh man,
And yet, now that there's four of us, it may as well be an AFL broadcast.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're very, very high-quality broadcast here, aren't we, when we don't know the names?
Did the Lions play today, or do they play yesterday?
They're on right now. Oh. They were up by 20 at quarter time. They have scored 2 points in the last 20 minutes, and they're now losing.
Fair enough.
Good job, Lions.
I'm just hoping Penrith win tomorrow.
Never responsibly. I put $10 on them in round six when they're paying $15. Greatest investment.
Penrith.
Yep.
Oh, to win the comp, you mean?
To win the comp when they're paying $15.
So we've got a little bit of a chair malfunction. Oh no, it looks like it's come under.
Wear your seatbelts.
One of my favorite things to do with these sort of broadcasts and stuff is when those like chair malfunctions happen, is to just stare at their faces, because you can learn so much about a player based on how they react to those moments. Like, I don't know, I just find it so interesting. Like, because I always
back wheel contact there.
You got a point there.
Ooh. Sorry, continue, Jackson.
Because I find it, you know, I had my moments in Paris with my chair. And
you had a rapid disassembly of a wheelchair, if I recall correctly.
Yes, that's correct. But
the hell just happened?
I don't know. I heard that beep too. I was hoping I wasn't hearing things.
My laptop came unplugged. We're good now.
Okay. So, yeah, otherwise we're... I was laughing and smiling through it, though, which is what I was like, you know, let's just have a bit of fun and, like, push through the pain of, is my chair not going to work for a week? We were fine, but I love doing that. Pardon?
I was saying, we've got one last chance on goal here for the Belgians to make it three. Not like that.
Oh, though. It was close. It was open there at the far post for a bit. Near post, I should say.
Yeah.
Also, the German goalkeeper is basically the same as the Belgian outfielder shirt. It is.
Yeah, it is.
My head in.
It is. Yeah, I made that mistake. I was like, why are there four Belgians in the box here? And then I realized.
At least the Belgian keeper is a nice bright yellow.
Yeah.
We were talking about that goalie kit.
Oh, this is some nice.
Yeah, for two anyway.
Yeah, we were talking about the Belgian goalie kit. I was talking about how I don't like it.
I don't mind it purely because the outfielder kit is so, like, nondescript.
Hmm.
Hmm. Well, it's the only colour in the flag that isn't on the other kit.
Yeah, but the Italians play in blue.
Yeah, but the Italians normally play in blue.
Yeah, but their flag's red, white, and green.
Yeah.
That's a back wheel ref.
We play in green and gold. We don't have...
Like... Yeah, that's because of other reasons, which elude me right now.
Well, the Kiwis normally play in black.
Yeah, but the red, white, and blue of their flag isn't particularly relevant to their national colours. Just, you know, empire.
No, that's very true.
Colonialism.
Similar to us.
We stand colonialism.
I need to make that shirt right now. Power Football merch.
How if I put all the actually stand colonial or something?
Jax, is this still going up unedited?
Yeah. I don't care.
No one's sworn yet. Don't
yeah,
worry,
I
guys.
have had great difficulty in not doing that so far.
Apparently I swore in last week's podcast episode.
Yeah, we had a very loud whistle in the middle of one of your sentences. Ooh. Oh, that's wide.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't notice. Wide.
And that's the full-time whistle. So 2-0.
2-0.
Look, considering how the game went, both teams had chance. I think Belgium always looked the more likely, despite it being fairly even.
The English podcast, they believe that Belgium will make the semi-final.
Oh,
given that,
that's what I've heard. Yes.
Given that performance there, I don't know. They're good, but are they top four nation in Europe good? On that form,
well,
I don't know.
Realistically, so top two are going to be France and
England,
right?
Yeah.
So Belgium just have to be best of the rest, basically. So
Belgium have to be second in their group. From memory, their group also contains. I've got it up now. So group
France,
A, group A has Spain, who probably are going to be similar to Germany, and Northern Ireland. If Northern Ireland don't play like they did
today,
last night,
whatever, yeah.
Yeah, then I don't know. Belgium probably are going to have more possession than Northern Ireland in that game, and if that is the case, then Belgium should be able to get through.
I mean, Ireland defended really, really well tonight.
Their defence was solid, but once the French worked out how to open up and actually play some football, they put five on them.
Mm.
But do you reckon Belgium have the quality to be able to...
If they get their head in the game, potentially. I need to look at the draw as to when that match comes through. Here it is on the schedule. So Northern Ireland play Belgium tomorrow, last game tomorrow, which will really be the pivotal game in that group.
Also, I'm going to stop the recording now for this. So thank you guys for doing this. We're going to cut that now.